The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. I'm Andy Holding, going to be looking at Galway 7 race card here on Tuesday, September the 19th. Of course, day two of their two-day September fixture. It was all jumpers all the way yesterday, but the flat boys get their chance to strut the stuff this afternoon. The highlight of the day comes in the shape of the Oyster Stakes for the fillies and the mares at 4.35 listed status. Plenty of other good maidens and handicaps along the way. My best bet comes in the 5.10, so do stay tuned for that particular wager. We begin, however, with a TUR contest at 2.25. It's the extended mile, and the one that should take all the beating here is Hunting Horn from the Aidan O'Brien stable, who shaped quite well in what should turn out to be a very decent and informative maiden at the Curra last month. He was a little bit on his toes beforehand, but he ran really well in the race itself, travelling quite sweetly throughout until just getting a little bit outpaced late on over a trip which, by the looks of him, looked an inadequate one at the time. 7 furlongs, of course, but this stiff nature of the track should really suit this colt by Camelot. And based on the evidence of what we saw at the County Kildare venue, he should confirm the form with Hazapour, who's back in 7th on that occasion. He's drawn in stall 1 as well, so Donnacha O'Brien would probably want to be bouncing him out, getting to the inside rail and dominating round the inner. So sure to take plenty of beating today with that experience under his belt. With everything in his favour, Hunting Horn is the choice in the race number one. On to the second race then, which is the first of the very competitive looking contest here on the afternoon. And I'm going to give another go for Sister Blandina, who has been a bit unlucky in many respects not to get her head in front so far this season. She managed to win 4 times last year, but 3 second places is the best she can offer so far this term, including that good run down in Garran Park, suggesting that she's coming back to something like her best when she carried top weight to finish second beyond the in-form John Ox-trained individual Birds of Prey. But the pair of them pulled well clear of a horse called Rhea Bard, who's a fair guideline to the leather, that particular form. And like I say, she just seems to be coming good as she was last year in the autumn. Soft ground, absolutely not a problem for Johnny Murta's filly. And I expect her to get back on track today. The main expense of On the If Lift, who of course was victorious last time out under similar conditions at Ross Common. On to the 3.30 then, which is the first of the handicaps here this afternoon. This is over the extended mile. And I've quite liked the performances so far since going to New Connections of Stoked from the Luke Comer stable, formerly trained by Chris Dwyer in the UK. This horse, who signed off with Chris with a victory at Yarmouth on soft ground, has done nothing wrong since joining his Irish base. And both runs have come on heavy ground as well. First of all, behind you see your CC, Russ Common, and then thirdly the day behind the same horse at the Listowel Festival. Once again, keeping on very determinedly late on. And that's what makes me believe that this horse will really relish this stiff upper climb to the line here over a mile. Looks as though he's been crying out for an extra furlong. Just seems to be getting a little bit outpaced in the business end of his contest. So Stoked, nicely drawn in the middle, with this stiff track likely to bring out the best in him this afternoon. He's a fairly confident each-way vote, around about the 7-1 mark this morning in race number 3. On to the 4.05 then, and one of the most promising horses running here on this card, funny enough, comes here in the shape of Kiel D'Amour. And she's my choice in that 4.05, the fillies race for 2-year-olds. I really did like her run first time out. Of course, we get a good chance to look at the form as Hunting Horn, who finished 4th in that race behind Gobi Desert, runs in the opener. And I've got no reason to believe that she won't acquit herself in similar fashion here this afternoon, because she was a big eye-catcher in the race at the County Kildare venue several weeks ago. So much so that she went through the line quite strongly, having been given a fairly modest time of it throughout. Likely to improve quite significantly mentally for that performance. Hopefully today will be her day. I do quite like this Madeline Tillicky stable. They don't have many, but they do certainly know what to do with one when they've got a good one. And hopefully this will be this case again with this filly by Zoffany. So Kiel D'Amour, if you can get somewhere around close to or above 4-1 this morning, that does look a very, very good each-way bet as far as I could see. Right then, on to the 4:35, which is the big race of the day. Quite a few of these coming in good order. And the ratings, if you like, have certainly affected the betting in this particular contest. The likes of Airlie Beach and Red Stars, who've got rating in the 90s, have sort of like found themselves towards the head of the market. But I'm more inclined to go with a few that have perhaps slipped under the radar and haven't had a chance to prove themselves yet with regard to the official assessor. And the two that I quite like are the maiden winners, High Language and Flaming Sea. Now, these two finished first and third, respectively, back at the festival and back in August. And even though that Con O'Dar's charge came out on top on that occasion, I actually thought High Language ran quite well in third. Indeed, Judge O'Brien's filly's gone on to prove that by lowering the colours of two useful types down in Killarney. And given that both have obviously shown form and soft ground here at this track, there's every chance that one of them at least will be good enough here to hit the frame at double figure odds. So my strategy there would be to back High Language and Flaming Sea, both each way at double figure odds, in the belief that we will get our money back with one of them being in the frame. And of course, one of them wins, then Bob's your uncle, the jack will come up. So those are my two against the field in the 4:35. On to the 5:10 then, my best bet of the day runs here in the shape of Prospectus from the Gavin Cromwell Stable. Now, I put this horse up last week in a very competitive Listowel handicap, won in the end by On the Go Again. More in the hope that this horse can bounce back to the kind of form that saw him victorious in the middle of winter on heavy ground at Fairy House. And although he didn't quite live up to total expectations, I thought he ran quite well to finish creditable fourth behind the in-form winner. Ex-Patriot, of course, who was fourth in the Triumph Hurdle, was third. So given that he's only on the coattails of those and probably needed the run off the back of a 181-day layoff, then you've got to be more than happy with that return. And certainly Gavin Cromwell thought so, because he's brought this horse out quite quickly to take advantage of what seemingly seems a very generous-looking handicap mark of just 69 compared to his rating over hurdles of 127. Daniel Redman is in the plate, which is obviously a good booking. He's got a nice draw. He should enjoy the ground and the track. And even though his price is now a little bit skinnier than it was overnight, he was 10-1. Still, odds around about 3-1, make plenty of appeal in what looks a pretty grisly looking affair. So Prospectus, a very, very confident vote there to justify favouritism in the 5:10. On to the final race then, and the standout piece of form here is carried forward by Alakaya and Dawn Chorus, who was second and third respectively behind High Language on the 25th of August down in Killarney. Now, High Language runs in the listed race earlier on. I'm sure she'll acquit herself from the judge of O'Brien Stable. And so that sets up a nice little clash between these two. Now, Alakaya is obviously a very short price favourite this morning, finishing very eye-catchingly strongly in that Killarney contest. But to be fair, Dawn Choir has got the form in the book here at Galway, having finished second to Flaming Sea early on at the festival. Plus the fact that we can back this horse each way at 9-2. It makes sense really to go down that road with three places on offer. So the very consistent filly trained by Elmarie Holden, Dawn Choir, is the each way choice in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to be looking at an 8-race programme tomorrow at Fairy House beginning at 2:25. So hopefully you can tune into that. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.